In April, I noticed that she was wetting her bed a lot through two sets of nappies. So I was worried. I thought it might be a stage because my middle child, she went through the same sort of thing. And yeah, so I took her to the doctors. Obviously, it was smack bang in the COVID stuff that was going on. So I supplied a urine sample. And within 10 minutes, they rung and said, you need to take her down the hospital just so they can check her out and run some tests. And then the doctors and consultant come to the bed and they was just like, we're really sorry, but she has got type 1 diabetes. I just cried and cried and just didn't, I was just, yeah, I was like, how can I get rid of it? What can I do? Is it my fault? For summer, on a daily basis, I check her probably at the moment it's about 15 times a day, so I'm constantly pricking her finger. So she's got tiny little holes all in her fingers. Yeah, so constantly checking her levels, making sure they're not too high, not too low. She has insulin 4 times a day, so it's sort of like a short-term fix. So she'll have one in the mornings for breakfast, one for lunch, one for dinner, and then she has a long-lasting one of a bedtime. So yeah, she has it in alternative legs. Sometimes she'll have hypos, which means her levels are low, and she'll have to have jelly babies just to bring it up and like give her some of that quick fast sugar. Like the other day, I took her to McDonald's. People probably think, why are you taking her to McDonald's? She can still eat what she wants to eat. It's not because of her diet that she's got it. It is because of her pancreas. So, you know, if I've got to do it, yeah, she has to have it before she eats. If she wants an ice cream, if she wants a slush puppy, I'm not going to stop her from having it. She's a child. You just have to, you know, do the insulin with it. It saves their life. Without it, she could potentially die, or you know, something serious could happen. It isn't ideal. I get that sometimes where you do it, if like it might make people cringe. You know, I'm not a fan of needles, but she's having it to save her life.